Hello.
Good evening. My name is Charles. And I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. If we would like to get your opinion, and your answers will remain confidential. Hello?
Who is this?
This is Charles.
What are you looking for, Charles?
We are conducting an opinion survey in your community.
Yeah, how long will this take?
No more than 10 minutes.
Okay. Can you make it 5?
I'll try. Okay. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station?
No. Newspaper?
No. Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County, major or county commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Major and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? And these are the options. I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. You're definitely vote. Okay. Which political party are you registered?
Democrat,
okay. What is your main racial background?
African American,
thank you. And what is your age?
66.
66, thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off of the wrong track?
You say things in Miami?
Yes.
Miami track.
Wrong track. Okay. Thank you. From the following list, which of the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Quality of life, like growth and overdevelopment, housing and property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, corruption and local government, traffic and congestion.
Standard of living.
I'm sorry, what was the option?
Number 2.
Housing and property insurance costs.
Yes.
Okay, although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following that best describes how you are likely to vote between Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. Definitely Democrat. Okay.
We're almost done.
Almost done, yes. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person, you can also indicate that as well. Francis Suarez?
Who?
Francis Suarez.
No opinion.
Okay. Alex Diaz de la Portilla.
No opinion.
Alfonso Alfie Leon.
No opinion.
Fabian Basabe.
No opinion.
Maria Elvira Salazar.
No opinion.
Joe Biden.
Favorable.
We have two options, a very favorable or somewhat favorable.
Very favorable. What?
Okay. Joe Sanchez.
Jill Sanchez. 2.
Jill Sanchez. Somewhat favorable?
Yes.
Okay. Vicky Lopez?
I don't know. No opinion.
Okay, no opinion. Okay. Miguel Soliman?
No opinion.
Donald Trump?
Donald Trump?
Yes.
What are my choices?
Your choices are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Daniela Levine Cava or Levine Cava?
No opinion.
Okay. Joe Carollo?
No opinion.
Rosie Cordero Stutz?
No opinion.
Carlos Jimenez?
No opinion.
And Aileen Higgins?
No opinion.
Okay. All right. You will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alfonso Alfie Leon or Aileen Higgins?
I don't know. No,
you don't know. Okay. All right. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Miguel Soliman or Aileen Higgins?
No opinion. I'll just vote for the Democratic slate, probably, sir.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Aileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? These are the options. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now, you will now be given some statements about Aileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Aileen Higgins in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Aileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayers' dollars for foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported the controversial rail project to Miami Beach that will bring more congestions and crime to residential neighborhoods. These are the options: much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat more likely. What was your opinion?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, thank you. Now, Aileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. Since Aileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most affordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis in her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Do I agree with that?
Yes.
Yes, I agree with that. Likely.
Likely. So in that case, will be somewhat more likely or more likely?
More likely.
Okay. All right. During these challenging times, Aileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, or?
Less likely.
Less likely. Somewhat or much less likely?
Less likely.
Yes, but so much
almost
or
done? I gotta go in a little bit.
We are almost done. Just a couple of minutes. Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much
less
likely?
Less likely.
Yes, but I have somewhat and much less.
Much less.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done. Thank you for your patience. Aileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulting in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to get to the next closest stop or take an expensive alternative like Uber or Lyft. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Less likely.
Okay. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Aileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. Much more likely, somewhat more likely.
Less likely.
Okay, thank you. And one last thing. You will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Alfonso Afi León or Aileen Higgins?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Undecided.
Okay. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Joe Carollo or Aileen Higgins?
Undecided.
Okay. Thank you. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Miguel Soliman or Aileen Higgins?
Undecided.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Including college?
Yes.
I have a graduate degree.
For 2 years or 4 years?
It's a 2-year graduate degree. I have a bachelor's and a master's.
Oh, you have a master also. Okay. So that will be like postgraduate degree. Okay.
Yes.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your patience. Okay. Thank you for your participation. It's a pleasure. Have a nice night. Okay.